Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kenworthy. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. McAuliffe scores. Wirt moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Cash reaches second base with a double. Wirt scores. Northrup goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Josephson for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Padres moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Ken Worthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freehan moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to third. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John juggles the ball. That's an error on John. Freehan scores. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres is 0-for-1 in the game. Podres strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy John. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Freehan bunts towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to second. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 2 in the game. AG hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Euler bunts towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres is 0 for 2 in the game. Padres hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Jimmy Stewart now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Euler. Buford moves to third. Mike Marshall now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Kenworthy moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Ken Worthy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.